Hey, this is Tim McKernan, and I am here with Seth Goldkamp of Design Air Heating and Cooling, and I have been a longtime Design Air client. What separates you guys from everybody else?
It's becoming more common for companies to just get their foot in the door. They try to come up with different ways to upsell. They try to see how much they can make off of a customer as opposed to, hey, we're in there to do a service. We're going to do it well. We're going to do it for a fair price.
I don't know how many emails I have received from our listeners who experienced the incredible customer service Design Air Heating and Cooling provides. It's Design Air Heating and Cooling online at designairservice.com.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
After a serious car accident, people have two questions. Why me and what now? Well, no one knows why you, but I'm Terry Crouppen, and my law firm, Brown & Crouppen, sure can help with the what now. Car repairs, medical bills, lost wages, pain and suffering. We're Brown & Crouppen, and we've got all those answers. All you have to do is call. 222-2222.
So take your medium or larger coffee in one hand and grab a dollar donut in the other. No matter how you run, Dunkin' Run. A $1 donut with any medium or larger coffee. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Are you ready?
Now, back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After on KPNT HD2, Collinsville, St. Louis.
Never seen the movie.
Thank you. You guys are the best. That's from the 314.
Yeah, that's true.
Needed that.
Hey, did you see where the Cubs have told Jason Hayward that we're just going to release you at the end of the year?
Yeah.
They owe him another year on a $184 million contract.
Yep.
So he he's falling apart so much. And that was a guy we really thought the Cardinals, a lot of people thought the Cardinals should have held on to. Pay him the money. He's
Wallet.
Been just a disaster. I guess he was okay that year they won the World Series, but since
made a
then,
speech
nothing.
During the rain delay.
Yeah.
And they won a World Series.
Because of a speech.
That's correct.
Okay. All right.
And Jason Hayward just never really materialized. Hit by a pitch in 2013 and kind of changed his whole setup. I mean, it's going into the weeds because he was a hell of a ball player.
That's happened to others.
Yeah.
It happened to, remember Dickie Thon? You guys
Dickie
are probably
Thon.
Too young.
No, I actually do remember.
Paul
I remember
Blair.
When we'd be watching Cardinal games in the 80s, my dad would say, you know, he got something happened with his eye. Is that, I didn't
he
see
got
it.
Hit
in the eye? Is that what it was?
In the eye, yeah. And Paul Blair got a pitch in the face, too, and he was never the same player. That's going way back now with him. But you can see how it can happen. You can see how you can get the yips a little bit. You take a pitch
sure.
like that in the face.
Yeah. I said it on Balloon Party, but Jason Hayward's got one of the best baseball bodies I've ever seen.
Clip that off.
The best baseball
bodies. That didn't play as well on Balloon Party as you might have thought.
With me, it always looked like he was a right-handed hitter trying to bat left-handed. His left-handed swing was so awkward.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people have these beautiful swings. His swing was really ugly.
Right.
But he was so athletically gifted early in his career, he looked like he was going to be a superstar. And he had... great year in St. Louis. Was he here? How many years was he here? A year
one.
Or two? Just 1 year?
Yeah.
2015.
Yeah. And
traded,
he was good here.
Traded in the offseason, played 1 year, and then...
And there was a lot of people howling. You got to give him the money. You got to do whatever to keep him. It's a cautionary tale on those big, long, giant contracts. And that was a big one for the time. 8 years, $184 million.
Cardinals dodged a bullet. Thanks to Jason Hayward, deciding he would rather go to Chicago for less money.
To have a better chance to win. and get
younger,
too. Well,
the Cardinals were coming off a 100-win season.
Yeah. There,
but the Cubs were making their move. They had won 97 in 2015. Pirates had won 97, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
That National League Central, it was something, and it sure is something in 2022.
Boy, howdy.
But you like that boy, howdy?
I don't mind it. I just wonder if when you get that guaranteed $184 million, what that does to your motivation to get up early and spend extra time in the weight room and spend extra time in batting practice and do whatever it took to get you there, if that motivation is hard to find again once you've made it and you know you're going to have that money.
I remember La Russa said Fernando Tatis lost his motivation after he signed a big deal.
Yeah.
And he bulked up.
Yeah.
I'm sure it happens to some.
I feel like it's a big personality
thing. Father, not the one in San Diego.
Such a personality, because there's, you know, across all sports, there's guys who make crazy amount of money who are still at the top of their game.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes signed a massive deal.
Yeah, not everybody. It's not everybody, for sure.
You have to have, has anybody watched The Captain?
Yeah,
I'm on
seen
the
some of it.
Fourth episode.
Six episodes. There's one final one that comes out this Thursday. And there is a, now that this is somewhat similar, I would say, to The Last Dance, it isn't, The Last Dance just had so many different storylines and kind of villains, I suppose, although the main villain is no longer alive to defend himself, But I didn't think I was going to enjoy it, and I really enjoyed it.
Is that HBO? Is there someplace you can
ESPN.
Watch it? Just one after the next?
Yep, ESPN.
On demand?
Yep. And Jeter has a couple of similar things to Jordan, and I would say outside of just, you know, natural talent, but never satisfied, absolutely never satisfied, and consumed by competition. Consumed by competition. And if you have, and I think Tiger Woods would fall into that category. We could probably think of some people we've seen here locally. It doesn't make for a pleasant existence per se while you're, I don't know if I would say Jeter is like that now. I don't know. You know, who knows? I mean, how the hell would any of us really know? I think Jordan is, in the sense that he just does it via golf, or gambling, or both. But yeah, Jeter just was absolutely consumed by winning. And if you are a player who isn't necessarily consumed by winning, and you get that big contract, well, then at that point you've lost your motivation.
Yeah,
you know.
Which I was kind of odd, unless he just wanted to stay close to baseball, why he bought into the Marlins and became like the face of that franchise when
sure.
you know there's going to be no winning.
And as wealthy as he is, yeah. there's that wealth, and then there's the wealth of people who buy sports franchises. And I don't know on that. I don't know. I would imagine that's going to be discussed in the final episode.
I would think so. Because, I mean, that's his now. What he's doing now.
No, he's done. He's gone.
Oh, is he? I didn't know that. For how long? How long ago did he get out of that?
A couple of years. I remember seeing him and Hannah, Doug, her maiden name, Hannah Davis.
I believe that's right, yeah.
I was up in the Cardinal booth at Roger Dean with Edmonds and Dan McLaughlin, and they were in the suite, like a couple down. I got the feeling she was looking at me a
probably.
Lot.
How could she not?
Out of, yeah. I didn't want to say it blatantly.
Right. That's when he's got it.
We're both married, and, you know, I didn't want to make a big deal out of it, you know. But, yeah.
She had eyes for you.
I felt like, I think she's like 9 inches taller than me.
They could be in a swing.
And I would imagine they'd be very interested. You know, if you're her and you have an opportunity, sure.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have taken her much.
Jeter, radio
Jeter.
Guy. See you, Derek.
Radio guy. Radio guy, period. Radio guy in St. Louis on AM radio.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just like aphrodisiac after aphrodisiac.
Right.
What do you do? Host a morning show? Yeah. Really? Tell me about
it. I broke her at the time, bitch. That was Stedman-esque. It was a wonderful drop, and it was apropos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you had to turn her down. She was disappointed.
Well, listen, Anna Marie was with me, and I felt like it wouldn't be appropriate for me to leave my wife mid-game. To go and knock on the cheater's suite.
Maybe she was staring at Anna Marie. Right. Staring at Anna Marie, and you maybe had your chance there.
God almighty, can you even imagine?
Yeah, maybe you dropped the ball there, buddy.
I forgot the whole thing, though, was made up, outside of the fact that they were next to us a couple suites down. But my point being on the whole story, outside of to try to infer that Hannah Davis Jeter was interested in me, which I know everybody was buying into, is that was just a couple of years ago. But he left the Marlins. And I don't know what the hell the deal with that was. It was a bit of a debacle.
It was a rough couple of years.
It was, and the weird thing was, and I don't know who it was, a New York writer saying, who would have thought we're living in a world where Alex Rodriguez is the popular one with surging approval and Derek Jeter is the unpopular one with surging disapproval?
Yeah, it is kind of crazy. That is nuts.
A-Rod always comes across as a nice guy, though, when you see him.
Yeah. Part owner of the Timberwolves.
Yeah. He's never come across to me as an unlikable guy. I know taking the steroids kind of put him in that light for a lot of people, but you know, get in line with everybody else who was doing it. But he's always seemed like a decent guy.
He was nice to me. He gave me the wrap-up sign real quick, though.
He did it. He stepped down this year. God, I thought it was.
Yeah, I thought it was like 6 months ago.
It was February 28th.
Yeah, so I didn't hear it.
February is your off month.
Well, I mean, I haven't followed baseball this year, so I'm sure as hell not following the Marlins.
In a vision, in a statement, he said, "The vision for the future of the franchise is different than the one I signed up to lead. Now is the right time for me to step aside."
The one that traded all those outfielders? He's the one who dumped everybody.
The beginning of Jeter's tenure included the trades of Stanton, Yelich, Realmuto, Ozuna, but it led to the development of players like Alcantara, Chisholm, Sanchez, and Diaz.
Hey, you look at the talent the Marlins have had over the last, like, 8 years or so. Some of the best players in the league have worn the Marlins uniform.
Yeah.
In the end, sources said Sherman and Jeter came at odds over the size of his ownership share and the financial commitment to the roster. Jeter was entering the final season of a 5-year contract. Sherman's statement alluded to Jeter stepping down as a mutually agreed-upon decision. There you go.
Yeah.
Some tragedy, too, with that team, with Jose Fernandez dying.
Lost their ace in his prime. Yeah.
That was tough.
I'm surprised that Jeter had enough money to be a major league owner. I mean, what was he making with the Yankees? 20 million?
His final contract, which is one of the portions of the, I guess, the sixth episode, which I watched last night, was, if I'm not mistaken, 3 years, $51 million.
But he was also the first Jordan baseball athlete, right? That had to be some huge money in that. We're one of the
first.
What was
your question, Doug, that he...
I'm surprised that he would have had $1 billion.
He didn't, and that was the issue.
Yeah.
He didn't. Again, that's what I'm saying. There's wealth, and then there's wealth. I mean, it's just it's different levels. But I think that they wanted him in the ownership group.
Yeah.
So he made $250 million in his playing career.
How much did Magic buy into the Dodgers for him?
Well, Magic's a businessman.
He's
got a bunch of movie theaters and all kinds of things.
And he's part of an ownership group, too.
Yeah, but he had to put money in. Sure. I'm just curious how much he had to put in. I wouldn't think he's a billionaire.
I don't know. He might be.
I'll look up his net worth.
He's done well for himself outside of baseball, or outside of basketball, that's for sure.
Forgot how good that 03 Marlins team was. Thanks, that's from Scissor Me Timbers.
Okay. I think a lot of us have forgotten that, too.
Irvin Magic Johnson has an estimated net worth of $620 million.
Oh.
All right, now type in Jeter.
He's not that far ahead of us.
Right.
He only had a good 2021.
She wanted you bad, Tim, and we all know it. And we were all proud of how you handled the situation. That's from Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man.
I felt like she was undressing you with her eyes.
I got that sense, too.
Jeter estimated $200 million.
Hmm. So he lost some.
Yeah.
He must have joined the Tam Avenue Capital Partners.
Played a lot of fantasy. He's part of your team.
He bought the Clementine's Gay Bar.
Hey, Derek, got 150 rosters this week. How much you want to buy in for?
Tim, you couldn't be with Hannah Jeter because she's a girl, and in your wedding vows, you wouldn't be allowed. But in your wedding vows, Jeter could have entered you, correct? Thanks. That's from B-Money. That is correct. That is correct.
Because it's not cheating if it's gay?
That's correct. Those were the words that we said in our vows.
So it would have been okay for you to get up, excuse yourself from your guest, walk down a couple suites, knock on the door, and say, Derek, you want to give it a go?
I've been heterosexual all my life, but this guy lured me here. Oops, I guess I'm gay now.
Yeah, that was the story. I just did not understand. You can't make me understand that one.
I'm gay.
Is it cheating if it's a three-way?
Your thoughts, 314-881-TMS5.
Call in with that one.
So what, if I would have been with the Jeters?
Yeah.
I would have been the prize for the Jeters. Wow. Two of the most attractive people and wealthy people in the world. Yeah. You know what? We'd like this short, bald guy who does AM radio in St. Louis to sexually sassify us.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose if Anna Marie would not have given the green light, that would have been cheating.
Yeah.
To answer your question.
Yeah.
If she would have said, you know what? Go for it. I'm happy for you.
I would say
it's not.
You would almost have to if it's Jeter. I mean, even if there's some, like, crossing of swords or something. I mean, you'd have to. It's Jeter.
Doug?
And she's gorgeous.
Doug, you have to.
I don't have to. I don't care if it's Derek Jeter. I don't have to. I care who the fella is. It's not happening.
Iggy, who would be, like, your number one guy that you would have, like, if we're saying you have to a Jeter, who's, like, your nice. Have to?
But there'd be a girl about, too?
Sure.
I'm probably Pitbull.
Pitbull.
As you know, he's...
Darling.
You know, Dolly's got some hot girls.
So you want him in there, too?
Well, I'm just answering the question.
Right. I would have figured Adam Scott.
It was a dream.
Oh, gosh.
I haven't seen his wife. I'm sure she's attractive.
Well, probably.
All golfers have good-looking wives. I don't care if you're the dorkiest of dork. You got a good-looking wife.
Dorkiest of dork.
Look at Jim Furyk's wife.
I don't have any idea what she looks like. How would I know what Jim
Furyk I never give up on my dreams, okay?
Tabitha, I believe, is her name. Gorgeous. He's no prize.
Jim Furyk taking shrapnel in our Maggie O'Brien's 9 o'clock hour.
Lowest round in PGA history.
He's a professional athlete making millions. That makes him a prize. Makes him an attractive catch.
Mr. 58.
Just gonna see. Well, that doesn't impress me.
Oh. I'm sure that's what he wants to do more than anything is impress you.
He was one of my first golf interviews.
Oh, was he?
Out at, what was the tournament in Florida?
What was the one golf
TPC,
tournament in Florida?
Yeah.
Isn't there one?
No, it's Honda Classic.
I was actually at spring training. And I think it was the Honda Classic. And Jay said, can you get over, I'll call the PGA, I'll get your credential, go over there and see if you can get a couple interviews. So I got Aaron Baddeley.
Big one.
And Furyk.
Were they happy with those two?
Jay wanted me to get Baddeley. He just won the Australian Open and said he's an up-and-comer. So he was there. I got him. And then Furyk was on the putting green.
All right.
And I said, you got a couple minutes? He goes, yeah, let me finish up here. And it was like an hour later.
Oh, yeah.
I said, let me finish up. You stood on the green just talking BS with somebody for an hour.
My goodness.
No, I said, is it going to be like this every time I interview somebody?
Pretty much.
Work, bitch.
Pretty much.
Was that the her body that looks sexy in a bikini or whatever the hell it is? Can I hear that?
Work, bitch.
What was that?
Let's see if I can find it.
Work what? Workbench?
Yeah, it was workbench. Yeah, I got that.
Not to mention her hot body that looks hot in a bikini.
Mm.
Doug, these are the people now making money in media.
Right.
Oh, God. What an effing industry. What a disaster decision I made. Stratum Structural Systems, I made a great decision there. I'll tell you. Out I got water in the basement last week. Sweet mother of mercy. I texted Matt Ford in within... And he's, I think he was on vacation, too. I didn't even know he was on vacation. He puts me in touch with Brett Groman. Brett calls me right away. And within a couple of hours, somebody's over at the house. Brett's over at the house the next morning. Installed a temporary sump pump for where this part of the issue is. They're just the best. They really are. I don't know how many people over the last couple of weeks with all the precipitation we've seen in the St. Louis area, I have referred to Stratum Structural Systems. Should you be dealing with water in your basement during all of these storms, make sure you work with Stratum. I did it again last week. They absolutely saved the day. They really are the best. I mean, that is just no BS. Think local. Think Stratum. 314-620-8153. 314-620-8153. It's Stratum Structural Systems. They are local. Think local. Think Stratum. Stratum Structural Systems. And think about it. And also...
Okay.
I was really helped out by James Carlton of the Carlton State Farm Insurance Agency. No surprise. Guy's the best. And I texted him to let him know what was going on, make sure that everything was cool, any details he needed to know from an insurance standpoint, as he is my insurance agent. And he's on top of it right away. There's just something to having, when you have these situations, you know you're working with top-of-the-line people. We do not endorse just any person here. Now listen, sometimes we have companies and it's not like we necessarily know the company, but we're talking about whether it be a James Carlton, Matt Ford, Brett Groman, Mark Hanna, Ryan Kelly. Who am I leaving out? I don't want to leave people out.
We
mentioned the names. Jamie Burkhardt, Clayton Patterson, Peter Munganast. Who am I leaving out? I don't want to leave people out. I don't want to get in a spot where I'm leaving people out.
Yeah.
That we think highly of. Otherwise, we're not going to say that. And James Carlton and his staff did an incredible job last week when we were dealing with this when we were on vacation. 314-961-4800 to go online at carltoninsurance.net. If your insurance costs a leg and an arm, call James Carlton State Farm. Coming up, we have the Design Air Heating and Cooling email today. That is at 945. And then Jackson and I are going to kind of take a beating from 10 to 11, and you can listen.
Come and get your whooping.
You can
I don't know what they could be mad about today.
Yeah, what? I mean...
The Cardinals are red hot. They didn't play last night.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what people could be upset with.
Oh, just a schedule maker for having an open date?
Yeah.
I guess.
Something about their hard-earned money.
I don't like open dates. I want there to be a game every day.
I mean, before the All-Star break, they put it on like a 14-day, 15-day run.
Yeah, I like that better.
Called the wallet.
Well, I don't know if he's to blame or if it's Manfred.
Hold somebody accountable.
Yeah, I just don't care for days off.
Doug, the coach's poll came out, and Missouri didn't get a vote.
Not one single vote for anything?
That's right.
Rats.
Well, if you don't know who your quarterback is yet, I guess that's a problem.
Drink said something about after this, like after last week's practices, he'll know the quarterback, but he won't say it.
What were they voting on?
The preseason college football poll. Alabama 1, Ohio State 2, Georgia 3, Clemson 4, Notre Dame 5, Michigan 6, A&M 7, Utah 8, Oklahoma 9, Baylor 10. There is your top 10. Others receiving votes. Missouri did not receive a vote.
What are some of the teams receiving votes?
Florida State got one. Louisville got one. UTSA got one. Oregon State 2. Louisiana 2. Coastal Carolina 2. Purdue 2. SMU 2. Iowa State 3. You get the idea.
Yeah.
Kansas State, Missouri's opponent in the second week, got 4 votes. South Carolina got 5. See if there's any War Dam. Because War Dam is not expected to be very good.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Oh, Auburn got 98 votes.
All right.
Oh.
Vote on the brand, I assume.
Yeah, that's...
You know, if Utah could be a top 10 team, Missouri could be a top 10 team.
Yeah, Utah's
been... If Iowa State can turn it around, Missouri can.
Fight Tiger.
Utah's been really good.
University of Texas, San Antonio. Yeah. That's like Missouri State.
Roadrunners.
Yeah. At least there's a jillion players in Texas. If any school emerges in Texas, I understand. You got players all over the place. But in Iowa, Utah, we don't have more players in those places.
I played UTSA quite a bit of my teasers last year in the pick six.
Yeah, what now? All right. I was just making a point. I think we probably, between St. Louis and Kansas City and points in between, we probably got considerably more talent than what you could find in Iowa or Utah.
You would think so.
I disagree. They got Luther Burden, Doug.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a start. They need to get a Luther Burden every year if they're going to compete in the SEC for a championship. Yeah. They need to get one almost every year. And there's usually one in the St. Louis or Kansas City area every year.
Yeah. Kicking off in less than, what, 3 weeks?
Season starts in 3 weeks? What?
Three, 4 weeks?
23 days. Yeah. 23 days.
I guess kids are going off to college here this week and
Fight.
Next week.
Has NFL camp start yet?
Fight.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fight. Tigers.
They play the preseason game.
Yeah. Jacksonville and the Raiders.
Yeah, Hall of Fame game. Yeah. That's rough if you have an extra preseason. The list of people out for the Jaguars was just their starting lineup. It was just the guys that they all started last year.
Yeah. I remember going way back in the 70s, they would play 6 or 7 preseason games.
Is that right?
Really? Yes.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Well, how was the regular season? 14?
Yeah.
That makes more sense.
It's crazy.
Is that when the Dolphins went undefeated?
72.
Got it.
Mercury Morris. Mizzou opens on a Thursday. How full will the stadium be? Guesses. Thanks. That's from Hunchback of Uncastle.
Who do they play?
Louisiana Tech. Rowdy bunch.
No, they'll have 30,000 maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, fine. I'll take the over on that.
I don't know.
Labor Day weekend, people.
Yeah, yeah.
Lake of the Ozarks.
Night game. Here. I mean, probably be the only night game of the year. They play another. In November, they always play a night game, it seems.
Well, you think people from St. Louis or Kansas City are going to drive up and then drive back to get back home in time to go to work to see Louisiana Tech?
I was thinking about
Some wings from Willie's and a burger from Boucher's.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No fries, though.
Chips, though. I was thinking about going up for that Thursday night game. Taking off
thinking
on Friday.
About it.
Well, yeah. Considering.
You
want to
go to Manhattan, Kansas for the following week?
Ooh. Twin bill.
Probably not.
Yeah, that's...
It would be fun to go on a road trip, and I'm going to one. I'm going to the Florida game.
Oh, sweet.
At the swamp?
Yeah.
Driving? Nice.
Well, we're driving from Tampa there, flying to Tampa. And then
was that like 4 hours from Tampa?
I don't think it's quite that far.
It was only four and a half hours from Fort Myers, so I assume it's like 2 hours from Tampa.
I think that's more
like
it. Is that
like right?
It. Yeah. Really? It was not a difficult drive at all. I love the Florida thing where they sing Won't Back Down by Tom Petty. The whole stadium does it. Yeah. Really cool.
I won't be singing that.
You won't?
No.
You'll be wearing black and gold and getting ready to watch this Missouri team continue its shocking run to the national championship.
Try to make it 2 in a row with the Gators.
Soft toss last time.
God almighty.
And then the quarterback transfer like 3 weeks later. Not even.
Yeah. You said you're going from Tampa?
I think he's got the information.
Well, I said Tampa to Gainesville. That says Gainesville, Georgia.
How far? Oh, yeah, well, that's a different place.
Yeah, that's 8 by 8 hours.
Well, I think it's just a couple. 2-3 hours, maybe.
How far from Tampa to Gainesville, Florida?
I suppose I should have been the one to do this.
Tampa to Gainesville is 129.8 miles.
Yeah, 2 hours.
Not bad.
Yeah, Florida's kind of a skinny state.
Calling us fat, bro? Except
at the Panhandle area. Otherwise, you can get from one end of the Gulf to the Atlantic in just a couple hours, usually.
Alligator Alley?
Yeah.
So, nice little drive for you.
Well, yeah, that won't be bad. But I would like to go to some other games. I'd like to see a game at Ole Miss. I've never been there.
I haven't done that one.
Yeah, that and Death Valley are the two that, like, are
LSU,
circled.
I'd like to go there.
I hear they're banty at LSU.
Yeah, I want that.
You want to be accosted by other fans?
You do? Yelled at?
I'm a different animal when it comes to Missouri sports.
Oh.
You might see a gentle soul sitting on this side of the dais.
Yeah. You'd be ready to rumble with some Cajun lunatic.
Come to Missouri sports, specifically Missouri basketball, and I'll scrap.
So you've been there like a mosh pit?
I'll let them know. If the Tigers were to win, I might be murdered that night.
You might be the only one willing to scrap over Tiger basketball.
It's fine. You and the Proud, baby.
Man, you talk about a program that's hit the skids. I hope this new guy can turn it around.
I buy stock in Dennis Gates. I really do.
He seems like he's on the right track.
I really do. Do you buy stock in Dennis Gates? But you'd buy stock in anybody.
No, but getting Isaiah Mosley was Isaiah Mosley is sick. He is sick. I cannot wait to see people watch him. And then Aiden Shaw, retaining Aiden Shaw was a big move. Now the rest of the team is basically Cleveland State transfers. So that'll be interesting. But, yeah, he's young and hungry. That's what Mizzou needs.
Yeah, they get the fans interested in it. It's pretty depressing to watch a game there and see 1,500 people sprinkled around the stands.
Well, how many bad teams have full arenas?
Yeah, not many.
All right. But when they're good,
it's full. There's no excuse to be a bad team.
When they're good, it's full.
There's even less excuse for the basketball team to be bad than the football team.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. Well, yeah. Yeah. No, I do.
Dear Deidre, my boyfriend kisses me. It feels like he's kissing his grandma.
What?
Why would you know what it feels like kissing his grandma?
Sorry.
Instead of a proper snog, all I get is a quick peck on the cheek. The only time he kisses me enthusiastically on the mouth is during Shaksh. We've been together for 4 years. I'm 26, and he's 30. Sex with him is okay, but it feels a bit like a chore. I want real passion, like I had with past boyfriends. We used to kiss for hours.
Yeah.
So exciting. My boyfriend never compliments me. I want to be made to feel super sexy and attractive.
Well, get out of it then.
Okay, don't get angry.
Just leave.
And the grandma kisses are such a turnoff. I was hoping this would get better with time, but if anything, it's gotten worse. What can I do?
Oh.
Deidre's got advice.
Woo. Okay.
You do need to tell your boyfriend what you were telling me. While he sounds like a selfish lover, he may be clueless about what you enjoy. Compatibility is not always instant. It sounds like he's stuck in a sexual routine that has worked for him in the past. If you can be intimate with someone, you shouldn't feel embarrassed to tell them what you like in bed. Take the lead when it comes to kissing and show him my support pack, how to thrill a woman in bed.
How to throw her in bed?
Thrill. Thrill.
Oh,
hold
thrill.
Hold me, thrill me, kiss me, kill me.
Oh, yeah. Get in there. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Couple knuckles. Wow. Yeah, there you go.
Hey, what was that?
Twins broadcast.
I doubt if he's doing that, if he's not even kissing.
You never know. Yeah, you should. That's got to be a turnoff.
Why don't you just talk to him? Why are you sending in a letter to a stranger?
It's all fake.
He kisses me like his grandma. How do you know he kisses his grandma?
Because it's
There's
just
no passion.
It's manufactured.
It's just a chore for him.
In America, we got to start using the term snog.
I agree with that.
That's such a strong term.
Snog?
Snog, yeah. Snogging. Or bring back necking. One of the two. You got to do one.
Necking? Yeah, we were necking. That's just kissing.
Yeah.
Isaiah Mosley is a 3-star youth thin. Hold on. Haired, pasty friend of Bootface. That's from Harrison's brother, Master.
Yeah, the thing about it, though, is he was the top transfer out there when Mizzou got him. The number one rated transfer left in the pool in the transfer portal when Mizzou got him. And Steph Curry was like a one or two star or not even on the list when he was at Davidson. So don't fall in love with the star system, bro.
Oh, boy, you put him in his place.
Nice.
This is the kind of thing you'd tell LSU people, too, down there if you went to a game.
Doug, stars don't matter when you're getting buckets.
That's true.
And he trashed you for being my friend. That's pretty sad, buddy.
Can I put that on my business card? Friend of Ken.
Well, I think he said friend of
Bootface.
I think that's what he used.
Yeah.
Well, you could be a friend of Bootface if you weren't such a dick.
Why would they call you Bootface? There's nothing about your face that looks like a boot.
I don't know. Where a lot of these come from.
Are they hurtful when you hear these things?
No. Don't care.
You bacon-skinned boot face.
Brian Hoffman that one. Right there.
Yeah, Hoffman brought it up.
Seemed angry.
Blame him.
Bacon-skinned.
I like bacon.
Mine are too.
And ice cream.
I don't wear boots.
Yeah, I like ice cream. Yeah.
Not together, though.
I think I've only owned one pair of boots in my life.
Cowboy boots?
Yeah, I was never a boot guy.
Jay described Sullivan as a boot area.
Oh, is that right?
Uh-huh. Pretty strong.
Mm-hmm. They hurt. You put cowboy boots on, it feels weird to have something that far up your leg.
Yeah, especially if you're wearing them in the summer. That's just a typical Hoosier cowboy.
Is it? Now, are Cowboys Hoosiers?
Yeah.
They are.
Dude, some of those cowboy boots in Nashville are $300 or $400.
Oh, yeah, they're not.
Oh, yeah.
They're not cheap. Easy. Made out of ostrich and all kinds of things. But I got a picture of me with a pair of shorts on trying on some boots in Gatlinburg. It's pretty hot looking.
Come on. You're wearing shorts with boots.
Yeah, I tried on a pair of boots and I had shorts on. I was walking around this boot factory in Tennessee.
And you thought you looked hot?
No, I look like just a complete douche.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, you gave it a go, though.
And these boots are like $500. I'm like, look at these. They look like plastic. They weren't, but I don't know. People pay that kind of money for boots, though.
Yeah.
New story up from a friend of the show, Jeff Passan, on Doug, this is about 10,000 words, I think, on the Juan Soto trade. And for Cardinal fans, some information that the Cardinals were involved. It was down to, initially it was the Dodgers, Yankees, Cardinals, Padres, Mariners, Rays, Rangers, and Blue Jays. And then it got down to the Cardinals, Dodgers, and Padres, and I know that was reported pretty consistently. And it, according to Jeff Passan, the Cardinals, they presented the best chances at pulling off a deal. The Cardinals, Dodgers, and Padres. St. Louis did not want to part with center fielder Dylan Carlson, though with rookie second baseman Nolan Gorman and a bevy of prospects, third baseman Jordan Walker, Mason Wynn, Burleson, hence Libertor, there was at least a path to a trade. So that was the core issue, is Dylan Carlson. And then John Mozeliak is quoted in the article on July 31st. He said they were out. The Cardinals were more or less out. Quote, we wanted to understand what the market was. And once we understood that, we were able to make a decision on how to proceed, leaving the Nationals precisely where they were a year to the day earlier with a Hall of Fame caliber player ready to move. And the Dodgers and Padres, the last team standing. That's in reference to the Max Scherzer and what became Trey Turner deal. Yeah, the Nationals are really feeding the National League West.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, they must really think that Carlson is going to be considerably better than he's shown so far. I mean, he looks like a fine player. He looks like an average outfielder, average major league outfielder. This year he's got, what, 7 home runs and he's hitting .244. I mean, that's not even average, I wouldn't think. 18 home runs last year. That would have gotten a lot of people excited because he was only 22 years old at the time.
You know what a lot of these people are leaving out of all these articles they're writing about the Soto trade is all these prospects they gave up. But they got Josh Bell, too. So it's not like if you wanted to trade for Josh Bell, you'd have to give him like your 45th ranked prospect in your organization. You have to give up a couple of good prospects to get Josh Bell.
Cardinals wouldn't have wanted Josh Bell, I don't think, unless he would have been the full-time DH.
Yeah, I don't think they
would have wanted his contract. I'm just surprised that they rate Carlson so high, almost as high as Soto, apparently.
Carlson is not good. What an F up. They could have gotten the pitchers they got and Soto. That's from Harrison's brother Master.
Well, I wouldn't agree that Carlson is not good. He looks very good defensively in center field. But offensively, he's just, right now, he's just a guy. He's just a pretty much an average major league outfielder at the plate. And he's young. He's still only 23, so he figures to get considerably better. But if he's ever going to be a big-time offensive threat, I don't know. He hadn't really shown that yet.
I get where Harrison's brother Master is coming from with his point, but I don't think that they would have been able to get Montgomery without trading Bader. And if you're trading Carlson and Bader, and you're focused on trying to do something in 2022, I don't think that they would feel comfortable with that, because at that point, what are you going to do in center?
You'd have to put O'Neal in center.
And that, of course, is questionable in general with him playing this year, much less now putting additional stress on his lower body with putting him in center field. So I don't think that that would have happened. I get the overall point is that perhaps you could have gotten Montgomery with somebody other than Bader, but I think the Yankees really wanted Bader. And maybe it'll wind up being huge. Maybe he'll wind up making some dramatic catch in center field in the World Series and be a hometown hero in New York. But right now, that trade has really been criticized by Yankees fans.
Yeah. Big time, yeah. I mean, yeah, it's a perfect example. When he shuts you down and the Cardinals win 1-0 on the Montgomery start, that's a... It's going to be tough for Yank fans.
Well, we've seen some Cardinal players go to other places and discover their hitting stroke. Matt Carpenter comes to mind. Bader could be another guy like that. Arozarena was a guy like that. And we've seen others leave and do nothing, like Hayward.
Yeah.
You just never know.
Speaking of which, you see Luke Voit on the Nationals, and a ball was so poorly thrown to him, and he just stared at it. It went to the dugout, and he had no interest in running to go get it. He's just like, you gotta be kidding me.
He had to be so bummed out to think that he was in the clear after the Soto trade, and then Hosmer says, I'm not going. Okay, you gotta get Luke Voit. He goes from San Diego, place to live, great team, to Washington, the worst team.
Right, a fun young team to go to Washington, who has literally cleared out all of their good players from their championship.
No hope for a couple of years. None.
Yeah. Was he playing a lot in San Diego?
Yeah, I think he was.
He was a member of the Sauce Bosses for a little bit.
Doug, the Sauce Bosses, of course, Jackson's fantasy baseball team. For those in the audience, not.
Oh, nobody.
They don't have the brand equity the Southside Seaman does.
Nor the Prime Minister's.
Yeah, Prime Minister's has a brand equity.
God, my team... Everybody's hurt. My guys don't even play. The guys I have, they sit on the bench.
Go to that waiver wire, yeah?
I've been there all year.
Oh, I picked up Whit Merrifield from that waiver wire. Some dummy dropped him.
Who dropped Whit Merrifield?
Probably Plowsy. Proud Joe beat me last week and sent me the snarkiest text of all time.
Oh, wow. What do you have to say?
So I guess I got one more save to get me the save category, and so I lost 9-2. He goes, glad you got that last save. 9-2 looks a lot better than 9-1. I didn't respond.
You didn't respond?
Yeah, the protest. Damn it. Proud Joe whooped my ass.
I have everybody hurt. You name it, he's been hurt out for the year. Done. Finished. I have guys who were all-star talent the last couple of years have had the worst years of their
Max
career.
Max Muncy.
Muncy, Javier Baez has been horrible. Yeah. Not my year. But some people like some things. And other people don't like
Project League.
Other things.
Well, we got some breaking news here. Cameron Percy is not a name most people know. Iggy, you might know him. Do you know who he is?
Yeah. I think he made the cut last week.
He's an Australian golfer. And he did an interview today in Australia, as we spent a good amount of time on in the 7 o'clock hour about the time zones in Australia. I felt like we covered that pretty thoroughly, so now people know what it is at this point, probably tomorrow in Australia. He said... Cameron Smith and Mark Leishman are leaving to go to the LIV Golf Tour. Unfortunately, they're gone, Percy told RSN Radio. Percy said the PGA Tour had known for years that the Rebel Tour was being formed. I had a long conversation with Adam Scott, and he was very interested in talking to about it. He said he met with these guys, the LIV guys, in 2017, and they were ready to do all this, so the tour has known for a long time that this stuff's in the works. Scott has previously been on the record speaking about LIV Golf, saying in April the schedule that they're proposing is very appealing to probably most golfers, and he would consider making a move too. But Cam Smith is, according to Cameron Percy and Mark Leishman, Cameron Smith is fresh off of winning the Open, in which he scolded a reporter for asking him about it. Which was the automatic tell that he was going, from my standpoint, just like when Brooks Koepka was yelling at people at the U.S. Open. So Cameron Smith will be going to the LIV Golf Tour.
And Leishman, he's had a pretty good year.
That's your whole take from that?
Well, Cam Smith's the big name, but Leishman is no chopped liver.
No.
Now, we'll find out today maybe. I think at 4 o'clock they have a ruling, Supreme Court in California ruling whether these three players that are suing to play in the FedEx
Taylor Cup. Gooch.
Matt Jones and who's the third? I can't remember.
Doug, who is the third?
I can't remember. I don't know.
Yeah, but they want to play. They want to have their cake and eat it too.
Well, if it comes down to it, I'm sure they'll take the cake and say FedEx Cup, okay.
Yeah.
And maybe that'll go by the wayside. It won't be what it once was.
Now,
when
I did
you're throwing around this kind of money, that changes minds about everything.
Now, I did say yesterday.
You don't know Matt's play like Tim.
No.
That I was going to tweet at Bubba Watson.
Yes.
But then I thought, well, first of all, does Chris want me to do this? I mean, what is it going to look like to Chris if I'm, hey, Chris Nagel can make it if you resign. But I wanted to make sure I had the right facts, so I called the PGA Communications Department and just wanted to make sure if Bubba Watson would resign before the end of the FedEx, would Chris qualify for the last three events in the Corn Ferry Tour? When would that have to happen? And nobody got back to me. So I don't want to tweet anything if it doesn't mean anything. Well, even if he resigns, it's already the names are up there and it's too late for him to even qualify if the names change. So I wanted to get the facts straight before I tweet anything, and they never got back to me. So thanks, PGA Communications.
Wow, PGA Communications.
Now you're mad at the PGA Tour.
Well, one of their jobs is to take care of the media when they have questions. And I said, I don't want to go on the air and say something that's not true. So I want to get the right answer for if he would resign, if that would move Chris up to 200, does he still qualify for the Corn Ferry Tour or is that gone already? It doesn't matter what happens.
What did the Greg Lansky tweet say?
Yeah,
nobody got back to me, so.
Did we ever figure out what that Lansky tweet said? I think people would be more interested
in
that.
I think it's that he sold Tushy and blacked.
That's all that you were complaining
and blacked
about?
And raw. And
they break into Bloomberg coverage.
He's got four or five that he sold. Tushy. What were they? Tushy.com, black.com, raw.com.
We've done this before. I think the other one's Vixen.
Vixen, yeah.
And these are websites?
Yeah, he sold them all.
What did he sell them for?
I have no clue. Maybe that's what the tweet was.
Why were you upset about the tweet?
Maybe that's what the tweet was. Somebody kept asking me to comment on it. I didn't even know what it was. And I said, well, what did the tweet say? I can't comment on it if I know what it said.
That's okay. That's a fair point if I've ever heard one.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I saw back after this tweeted out, it's like the anniversary of Francesa. Watching Edwin Diaz blow
so
a
good.
Save.
So because the Edwin Diaz.
The thought process was he had bet on the Mets.
Yes.
And he's watching it out of the corner of his eye on that damn app that like 8 people subscribed to.
He's just so upset. Yeah. Because that Edwin Diaz interest is all over social media because it's awesome. And then they tweeted that here's Francesa complaining about Diaz blowing a save. He said they should just stay in Philadelphia. The Mets should just like walk home.
Oh,
yeah.
God. Doug, Timmy the Tickler. You know Timmy the Tickler.
He's a weasel.
He is writing in and he says, blacked and blacked raw. Very different.
Okay.
No, I think it's two different sites. Blacked and then raw. Or is it blacked raw?
I don't know.
What did the Lansky tweet say?
Anyway, whatever he owned, he sold. God, okay. It's not that difficult.
No, it isn't.
Maybe Bree Mills bought it. She's buying everything else.
Is that right?
Yeah, she owns half of the porn industry now.
Does she really? That's who you asked about Keisha Gray with, and she had no response.
Got a great answer from her. And that was after a 30-second delay.
Do you think she just didn't hear the question?
What do you think she could have said? I missed that. What was that again? Not just,
Jackson, you don't happen to have that at your...
I'm working on it.
I'm guessing that she either had a bad experience with Bree Mills or had no interest in working with her.
Doug, did Keisha Gray ever work with Bree?
I don't have the slightest idea.
But to give that answer.
While Jackson's looking for it, I will tell the fine people about Engineer Design Facilities Fire Division now testing, inspecting, and maintaining the fire system on all commercial kitchen and restaurant hoods, the official commercial fire alarm services and solutions provider of TMA. If you have visibility to your company or place of business's commercial fire alarm panel and system, please email fire@edf-rg.com and they'll have a technician come out and provide a free evaluation of your system and offer the most competitive contract pricing in the market. You can also check them out anytime at edf-rg.com. That's engineered, designed, facilities, the sponsor of our text inbox here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. There's a lot of common sense and Western wisdom, Doug, like don't squat with your spurs on and always drink upstream from the fan page. And there's also some Western wisdom that's less common, like never steal from a bear what you can't make for yourself, or a twink doesn't know his worth until he's eye to eye with a rattlesnake holding a toad. And I'm sure there's a good lesson in there somewhere, but there's one lesson that's perfectly clear. A Fistful of Bourbon is an award-winning blend of five straight bourbons and as smooth as a banker on Friday. Get wise and pick up a bottle today. Don't be a damn fool. Please enjoy responsibly. Imported by William Grant & Sons, New York, New York. There it is, Fistful of Bourbon.
Have you worked with Bree Mills? Because she is she's doing some things in the industry now that have never been done before, and a lot of the girls seem to want to go work with Bree.
Sorry to bother you.
Well, you had some information you just like to pass along, is all.
A lot of the girls like to work with Bree. I thought maybe she was one of them.
Yeah.
Guess not.
I don't know. It's not my bailiwick. I don't know.
Couldn't you be as excited as the, what was her name? Azure?
Vivian?
Vivian Azure?
Hello, Vivian.
You got this girl's excited to be on the air. This girl.
That's my mission this week, is to find that CMAR drop of saying, hello, Vivian. I'll find it.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day. So are we done talking about how great it is to have Tim back on the air? Or maybe how Leather couldn't throw his age on the radar? Well, that's cool, but did I ever tell you about the time I wanted to make Washington Avenue the next South Beach? Yeah, I had an idea to brighten the area up. Not sure what else I was going to do, but trust me, it was good stuff. The cat was right. Leather is instant radio gold. Glad you're back, Tim. Leather is the best. Doug, stay moist and lick me where I pee.
This is the non-filter file.
Who was that?
That's the wrong file.
Who was that?
I apologize. It was the 830 Recreator.
830 Recreator's been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name right now is going to the STLTaxLawyer.com suspension logule. That would be Mark Milton, who will take care of you if you have IRS problems. And gosh, aren't we all going to have them when they hire these new 87,000 IRS agents that just passed by this recent bill. So Mark Milton's going to become very popular. You'll be saying, hey, I'm not guilty. I'm with Milty.
Mr. Schrode, I am just confirming your enrollment into the Broadcast Center's entry-level course, Microphones and Breathing 101. Our class schedule is as follows. Week 1, how to not exhale directly into the microphone. Week 2, lip smacking and slurping. How can we avoid it? Week 3, nose whistling, the perks of turning away from a microphone. Looking forward to seeing you. That's from Dean Howard.
Dean Howard.
I don't usually enjoy beef tartare, but when my father-in-law's digestive system cooked it a bit and he deposited it into my mouth by way of a fast-moving turtle head, I knew I had to have more. He took a bit more into his mouth and let his boy's saliva and golden brine he had ingested at the local bathhouse season it a bit before robin feeding it back to me. As soon as his warm brown beef hit my lips, I knew I had to have him inside me. My tongue cannot escape his gape. Think about it, Doug. It's from T12.
T12?
Yep.
Oh.
T12. He's new.
Not really.
So Ken had a banner day. He started out with a declaration that Hoosiers prefer missionary position. And like most other statements out, that Salem-scented scrotum suit based it on absolutely nothing. Yeah, sure, Ken. Hoosiers who frequent those pop-up carnivals in the South County Mall parking lot behind Dick's Sporting Goods to have a corn dog and Rocco playing date night only like banging in the most boring way possible. Don't worry, this was just the tip of the iceberg. So I was watching NYPD Blue, in case anyone forgot the five other times I've mentioned that the past week, and I gotta tell you, what a skyline. No comment there? Oh, it's just silence from the rest of you who have no idea why I went on this tangent? Well, Loomster's in the finals of the Diabetic Dumbs and Fats Open, and I used to beat him when me and a gaggle of other 20 handicaps used to tee off at 8 at a time at Normandy on Thursday nights, bumble-effing around. Anyway, let's briefly venture onto the Strodecast that's been on hiatus since I got tired of the maitre d' at Angry Beaver holding me accountable for every incorrect prediction, and then quickly hijack innocent little Mennonite Jackson talking about his like of ice cream like some virgin youth minister and steer this sumbitch into a conversation on how I think the place he mentioned was a gay bar. Oh, Jackson's talking about a pool now. Well, anything you can do, I can Bogart this segment with something loosely similar better. There was a pool in the background of Strode Family Game Night where we played Yahtzee while passing around the fried ditch carp nugget hors d'oeuvres I prepared from the chemical-treated pond at Gateway.
We had emos.
Okay, last thing here, SGO credit card debt. No, you didn't ask her an update or want to know, but I'd totally go hang out with some under 20-year-olds in Miami who've discovered the magic of Xanax, daddy issues, and ignorance of 15% interest rates. All right, time to go. All aboard the Proler Express. It's from Low Sween.
Douglas, Carlos,
what do we have for the designer?
Spicy
cool
Wiener.
Email today.
Well, Carlos appeared to pull out all the stops today. I got to vote for Carlos Spicy Wiener. Not T12 or Dean Howard.
Well, I know who Tim's going to vote for, so I'll just give Tunnels 12,000 a little love before Tim gets the winner.
Carlos Spicy Wiener, you have won the design, air heating, and cooling. Doug, he's a guy, if he's in the field, you know he's going to be on the leaderboard.
Right.
You just know
he writes some great ones, that's for sure.
Time for us to shut it down. Jackson and I got to go break it down the hallway and do balloon party. So switch on over and text in 65780. We can't figure out what's real and what's not anymore.
No.
And you can leave a mic drop like Stephen Wildwood. He's the 101 ESPN app for Action Jackson, for Iggy, for my brother Kevin, for Douglas Elvin Vaughn. I'm Tim McCurtain. This closes out the Maggie O'Brien's 9 o'clock hour in the Ryan Kelly Morning After from the Michelob Ultra Studios.
Determination comes in many forms, but always starts with a Dunkin' Run. So take your medium or larger coffee in one hand and grab a dollar donut in the other. No matter how you run, Dunkin' Run. A $1 donut with any medium or larger coffee. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.